It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we, well, I don't know what's exactly going on here. This is interesting.
Liv the Web Girl is missing. Like, as in, she did not show up to work, she is not answering any of our calls, any of our texts. We're trying to call her boyfriend, he's not answering, nobody knows where she is.
Well, the big thing is, too, I'm not worried, like, I don't think this is a Murder Monday abduction situation, because we just talked to our boss, her name's Charisse, and hey, Charisse, good morning. She didn't say like she's missing. She said that she got a call at 11 o'clock yesterday, our boss did, asking for Liv, the web girl, if she was there at work, like what's her location. And apparently she was gone, because she was. She left like at 10:15, like really quickly after our show. Liv got a phone call, seemed kind of panicked, seemed kind of rushed, didn't say goodbye, and just left. So,
yeah, when she answered the phone, she was like, hello? And then just like walked out and never to be seen again.
So I don't know. People have different suggestions. You can let us know 833-JOE-ALEX what you think is possibly happening, or advice. Let's go to Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Ashley, what did you want to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say that you can actually look up to see if a person is actually in jail on the government website.
Wait, do you think that she's maybe in jail then?
Okay, I'm looking this up right now. Because so many people have tweeted us this.
It could be possible. I mean, if someone were to listen in, if she's discussed all this information and they know more detailed stuff about her, they could potentially have arrested her for just something minor, and she could just be in jail for a small amount of time. But
okay, I'm looking on here. I don't see her name.
Well, does that, okay, if we search for her name, because we don't want to say her full name, does that mean that she's not in jail then? Or are they delayed updating? You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Does like, it take them a while to add in people?
It could take a while to add in. My ex-husband actually was arrested a couple years ago, and he was in a different county, and it took us a little over an hour to find out where he was at exactly. So it could be that they're updating their system, but I would just keep rechecking over the next hour. But normally, if you don't see her, she may not be there. You can always check the local hospitals and see if maybe something happened to her, or
okay,
maybe a staff member can address it and see if maybe they can keep a lookout.
Your ex-husband wasn't arrested for trying to kidnap radio girls, right?
No, he was actually arrested for robbing a store.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're no longer together.
Yeah, I bet.
How much money did he get?
It was over like a couple of game systems or like a game.
Okay. Not what I was hoping for there. Hey, thank you for calling in and for sharing that information. Luke, what do you got, man? What's your suggestion or thoughts here?
He wants to say he's Liv's father.
I hope he's not his father.
Here's what I'm thinking, right? Here's what I'm thinking. So, like your boss was saying, right, how she's had issues with her license and her car and things like that. So my theory is that, you know, because when she loans her car, when your car has a loan on it, it's financed, they require you to carry insurance on it. So I'm guessing because her license is either, like, expired or suspended, the insurance dropped her, and the finance company found out and repoed her car.
Holy smokes.
That is a total Liv move right there, to have her car repo. Because, yeah, I forget the exact order, but Porkchop's answering phones right now because it's just us three this morning. Obviously, Liv's not here. Liv, the web girl, never did her registration for like months. Like, we even waited till after the holidays. And then when she went there, she found out that her license was suspended and she was driving on a suspended license.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So
and
if
her car
she was,
is like financed. It's a new car.
Okay, so if somebody's car gets repoed, is that something that we can look up?
Man, I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to call like bail bond. I'm like tow truck companies, I mean, or something.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
I have no clue.
All right, hey, thank you, Luke. By the way, Liv's parents, if you are hearing this, because you seem to listen to everything that we do here on the Joe and Alex Show, can you call us? We don't have to talk to you on the air. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539 if you know anything. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, my name's Sarah, and I'm a recovering addict, and I just wanted to put out there, just because I listen to you all, I care about you all, you know, you're a part of my everyday, so I care about Liv. Has she shown any signs of drug addiction?
Like, holy
is she
cow.
Do you, okay, the...
Well, she does wear long sleeves all the time, but it is winter at the same time.
Listen, I don't know if this is oversharing or not, though. Would you consider Adderall a drug?
Adderall is a drug. Absolutely. It's sold on the streets. It's used. Of course, it's overused.
I don't think she takes it anymore. I think
that's what I'm wondering, because in college she talked about how she took Adderall sometimes, but okay, I don't know what she does now.
I took opiates, and which is a pill. It's usually concealed. I went 12 years without anyone knowing.
Whoa. Were you, like, in relationships and everything, too?
Do what?
Were you, like, dating people, too, and not even they knew?
No one knew. And till it escalated for me, and I did go to heroin the last year, but it did escalate in the past. I'm with 15 years on drugs, but for 12 years, no one knew.
That's insane.
Yes, but I mean, I've been 4 years clean.
Wow, good for you. Very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll keep people updated. But yes, Sarah, I don't know about that. I really don't
doubt it.
Is there? And like I said, it's the only thing I could even think of off the top of my head. Like, that's about it. Liv's is crazy. She doesn't need anything else. That's
She's a little ditzy. I think that's her blondness, though. I don't think it's drugs.
Well, it's got to be something. Who knows what it is? All right. Well, thank you guys for your help, your calls. If you have any other suggestions, you can hit us up on social media at Joe and Alex Show.